do not know what we should pray as we ought. Listen to this. This is so cool. But the Spirit himself intercedes on our behalf with groanings that cannot be uttered. This is your private prayer language. Okay? This is when I walked out in the yard and my daughter was dead. The tree branch went through her head. And I went back out because I just knew I hadn't heard from the Lord yet. And I wasn't going to let the rescue workers do anything or move her body or anything until I heard from the Lord. I remember going out there and I remember praying in the Holy Spirit because I knew that my brain was not going to be allowed to hook into this. I knew that I was weak. I knew I couldn't handle this. And I remember I even told the fireman he could come with me as long as he knew how to pray in tongues. People's going to get upset now, but I don't pray in tongues. I pray in tongues when I drive with most of you guys driving, but, and that's probably my best prayer practice time is the traffic around here. And I'm like, I'm believing, I'm saying, Lord, send a big fat angel. Don't let this truck hit us. Amen. You know, and then I pray in tongues when I'm worshiping and singing. But you know, for me, when the Holy Spirit really knows I need to be prepared, like the time I almost got mugged outside of a grocery store, I was singing in the Holy Ghost the whole time in the store. And I don't do that to try to look all spiritual, impress people. Once in a while I'll go to the mall and you hear me talking other languages. And I think, well, this will be fun. Because I think maybe I'll have one of theirs. And I'll just walk behind people. See if anybody turns around. Well, usually they don't. And then I talk in tongues when I get an obscene phone call. It stops them right away. The devil doesn't even have them call anymore. And I know you're supposed to build yourself up in your most holy faith of praying in tongues. And I really believe that's true. I really believe, though, it needs to be led of the Holy Spirit. And I believe we can make formulas about things. But it can't hurt anything. But here it's saying that when we're having that struggle, when we have to keep waiting and believing and patiently having hope for something, when we're just crying out to God, it says, the Spirit joins us. And when he joins us, what does he do? Because we don't even know how to pray, he himself intercedes. He himself cries out on our behalf. Wow. With groanings we can't utter. Isn't that awesome? In other words, when I didn't know how to pray for my daughter, I didn't know how to pray. Because it looked so bad. I walked out, and I'm not trying to gore anybody out or anything, but when I walked out, and I saw her brain about 3 feet from her body. At that point, I knew I don't have faith for this. Up till then, I thought she was going to live. Up to then, I really thought she was going to live, be raised from the dead. But when I saw that, I didn't have it, folks. But I had the Holy Spirit who was with me in my weakness, and he joined me in my weakness. And I began to pray. And I just prayed. And the Bible says when we pray in the Holy Spirit, he reveals mysteries to us. And in my situation, the mystery was, give her to me. And he gave me a vision, an inner vision. And I saw her hooked up to machines. And I saw her father walking away from God. And both her brothers had left the Lord, didn't want anything to do with God. And she was in a nursing home, old and gray and crippled. And I didn't have the faith to believe for her to get any better. And I was just sitting there. And the Lord said, that's what you're asking me to give you. Now I'm asking you to give her to me. And I believe it was the praying in the Holy Spirit. I believe it was praying in tongues and not losing in it and going crazy and being emotional. I really believe it was being led by the Holy Spirit that he had trained me up. I believe that was one of the biggest tests of my life. Would I be able to click into the Holy Ghost? Would I be able to let the Holy Spirit join me in this weak time and find victory? And I thank God to this day that his grace was so sufficient. And so it was in that place he told me to release her. It was in that place he says, we're going to do this different than you've ever imagined or thought. And it was in that place that he's brought beauty for ashes. And this is just the beginning of the things God has shown me. This isn't even in the vision for this place of what he's shown me. We're not even in the beginning yet. I'm still in the wilderness getting there, but I'm getting closer. Hallelujah. I don't even know where there is. I don't even care. I just have a good time with God, and what happens, happens. But he intercedes on our behalf. He goes, but the one searching the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he petitions on behalf of the saints according to God. And so he knows what needs to happen. I believe the Holy Spirit was petitioning the Father and saying, please help her see she has to let go of this. Please help her see she can trust us with this. Please help her to release this so she doesn't get full of sorrow and grief and destroyed. Please help her see that we've got a different way of escaping this. Help her to know we're going to teach her some things and take her there. And I just believe there was this communication between the Holy Spirit and me and the Father in heaven through Jesus, the one who's ever interceding. And I believe when you got Jesus talking to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit talking to Jesus all about you and your situation and what you're going through, and you got the Father saying, let it be so, you don't have anything to worry about. See, God is really listening to us, folks. God is really joining with us. God is one with us. We need this tonight. We need to hear this tonight. Whatever you're going through tonight, whatever you might go through in the future, wherever you've been, get rid of your pity party and recognize that there is a Holy Spirit. And he's joining your spirit if you let him, if you recognize him, if you understand him, and he wants to pray through you and he wants to intercede on your behalf. You need to begin to take serious the warfare of the Holy Ghost. You need to begin to take serious the things of the Spirit. We use these things and we've so abused tongues, I believe. We just blah, 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 you know, we just play games and this and that. But there is a true place of intercession of the Holy Spirit praying. If you've been praying for something or you've been praying for someone and you haven't seen a breakthrough, you need to get on some put some praise music on, get alone with God and say, Holy Spirit, forgive me for not really allowing you to pray through me, because I don't understand this. I am weak in this. I don't know how to do this, but I'm releasing myself into obedience to you, that you would use this vessel, God, to cry out on my behalf and really begin to see true prayer. I'm excited because I'm really feeling this yay hurrah that coming soon, especially on Freedom Fridays, is going to come some real teaching on prayer that people are finally ready for. And I really believe we're just going to hit some new levels in intercession and prayer. I believe when we pray Sunday nights for the kids ministry and the ministry, I believe we're going to find brand new levels of victory in prayer. And I want you to get excited about that. I don't come to the meetings thinking, I know this. I didn't even know all this. When God wants to prophetically teach us things and show us things, be ready to hear something fresh and new. Or maybe you've heard it before, but I want to hear it with my spirit. I want to hear it in the anointing. I don't want a formula teaching because it changes things. I just love it when you feel the Holy Spirit here. Like, yes, yes, yes. And your spirit's going, yes, yes, yes. Your mind's going, woo, woo, woo. You know?